Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Lepp. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bump Hadley. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynisch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is called out on strikes. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive beyond third. O'Rourke can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bluge. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball four. Gulick moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Gullick moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Gullick scores. Melillo moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepp hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Gullick moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gullick scores. Melillo moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Rice reaches second base with a double. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Rice scores. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to home to get Stewart. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely moves to second. Red Cress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepp hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Cress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cress is 0-for-2 in the game. Cress takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. O'Rourke steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jaime Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Stewart moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. McNeely moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Meyer scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Dave Harris pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Harris moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Rice reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. Lepp goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Senators. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West now playing center field. Muddy Rule now catching. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gulick strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 5, Browns, 5. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 6-5, Browns. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cronin for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bluge moves to second. Miles Thomas pinch runs for Joe Judge. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick who is chasing the ball. Rule reaches third base with a triple. Bluge scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Senators. Sam Gray now pitching. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Patsy Garrity now playing first base. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 6. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Senators. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field. McNeely picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McNeely. Rice moves to second. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 9-6, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin tags and moves to second. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bluge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale pinch hits for Sam Gray. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Farrell moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Farrell moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 9-7. Senators. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-5 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Blue reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Garland Braxton now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.